Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, March 7th. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is northeast at 20 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.81. The dew point is 30 degrees, and the current wind chill is 27 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. At Pawnee Valley Community Hospital, a new machine called OrthoVitros XT7600 is making lab tests quicker and better and replacing an old one.
It can do 53 different tests like checking sodium, potassium, and cholesterol. Plus, it can do immune tests for things like thyroid and heart health. With this new machine, they can even add new tests like vitamin D checks. This upgrade means better care for patients. The lab is open 24/7 with no appointments needed during weekdays. They also do drug tests for the Kansas Department of Transportation. I'm J.P. Bazant.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said there's been an arrest in a murder case that dates back to 1982. 75-year-old Jerry Allen from Phoenix, Arizona, was brought back to Kansas and will be charged Friday for his alleged role in the 1982 murder of Michael McCown. The Hutchinson Post said McCown, who was 44 at the time, was shot and killed while his car was parked outside his apartment on Sherman Street in Hutchinson. It happened in March 1982. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Seasons come quick, and before you know it, your yard will be ready for the mower. Be prepared to hit the grass mowing this spring with a well-maintained mower. Give Prairieland Partners a call to have your equipment inspected and serviced by a John Deere certified technician to ensure worry-free mowing this spring. Don't wait. Beat the rush by calling Prairieland Partners to schedule your mower today.
Delivering the right solution.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Teachers in the state can move to a retirement plan with better long-term benefits if new legislation is advanced, and the change may help stem the state's increasingly severe teacher shortage, as Timothy Graham, the Director of Government Relations and Legislative Affairs for the Kansas National Education Association, pointed to state vacancies during a Tuesday hearing on the potential change. According to the Kansas State Department of Education, in the fall of 2022, there were 1,650 reported vacancies, and in the fall of 2023, the state had an estimated 1,810 teacher vacancies. Graham said ensuring educators that they have a dignified and comfortable retirement after years of public service is simply the right thing to do. Kansas implemented current tiers of the Kansas Public Employee Retirement System in 2015 following financial strain. The Kansas Public Employee Retirement System, or KPERS, includes all of the state's public sector workers, such as teachers, lawmakers, and firefighters. These workers fall into three retirement levels: KPERS Tier 1 for people enrolled before July of 2009, KPERS Tier 2 for those entering between July of 2009 to December of 2014, and KPERS Tier 3 for everyone enrolled after January of 2015. Rather than relying on a formula based on years of service and final average salary, as is the traditional pension plan of Tiers 1 and 2, KPERS Tier 3 ties a member's lifetime benefit to contributions and interest earned throughout the member's career in a 401k-like account. Senate Bill 479, heard Tuesday in the Senate Committee on Education, would convert Tier 3 members to Tier 2 by January 2025 and allow teachers who become KPERS members in July of 2024 to enter Tier 2. Short-term teachers who would receive more benefits under Tier 3 could choose to stay in Tier 3. KPERS estimated 40,000 teachers are employed in Kansas school districts, and about 15,500 of whom are KPERS Tier 3 members. Governor Kelly has approved updated drought declarations for Kansas counties with Executive Order 2401, saying that while drought conditions have improved greatly in recent months, many counties continue to be negatively impacted by the decline in water supply or strains on water resources. She said she strongly encourages all Kansans to continue to conserve water as we head into the summer months. The drought declaration removed all 55 counties previously in emergency status and placed 15 counties into warning status and 62 into watch status. And this action was recommended by Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office and chair of the governor's drought response team. While a majority of Kansas has seen significant relief from drought since August, central and southeast Kansas continues to be in severe drought. Owen said counties in a watch status have conditions which indicate the probability of a water shortage is rising, so it's important to monitor those conditions and be mindful of water usage in those counties. The governor's drought response team will continue to monitor the drought conditions across Kansas and make recommendations to Governor Kelly as the conditions change. The executive order will remain in effect for counties identified until rescinded by an executive order ending the declaration or revising the drought stage status of affected counties. Locally, Decatur, Sheridan, Phillips, and Norton counties are in watch status, and Graham, Rooks, and Osborne counties are in warning status. Effective immediately, Executive Order 2401 declares a drought emergency, warning, or watch for the counties identified, and it authorizes and directs all agencies under the jurisdiction of the governor to implement the appropriate watch, warning, or emergency-level drought response actions assigned in the operations plan of the governor's drought response team. The governor's drought response team will continue to watch the situation closely and work to minimize the negative drought-induced effects on Kansans. For more detailed information about current conditions, you can visit the Climate and Drought webpage on the Kansas Water Office website at kwo.ks.gov. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan reminds Kansans that $500,000 is available under the Emergency Response Historic Economic Asset Lifeline or Emergency HEAL program to bring rural downtown buildings back from likely demolition or collapse and rehabilitate them into productive commercial use. Emergency HEAL was created to provide a resource to address sudden and urgent needs of communities when disaster strikes. Buildings that are at risk of imminent loss, that are causing damage to surrounding downtown buildings, and or have significant damage due to a disaster event are eligible projects for Emergency HEAL. Submitted projects must show that recent damage has caused an urgent need for immediate repair or the building could be lost. And in addition, the community has 1 year to repair the building and identify a tenant. The application period opened on February 9th and will close on June 1st or until the funding is exhausted, and a new round will open July 1st and close on June 1st, 2025. For more information about Emergency HEAL or the online application, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. In Nebraska news, 18-year-old Mikhail Wendell of Grant has been charged as an adult in Perkins County Court with three counts of unlawful possession of a firearm at a school, one count of possession of drug paraphernalia, and a minor in possession of alcohol after firearms were found inside his vehicle at a Perkins County school. According to an arrest affidavit, at around 8:30 a.m. on February 2nd, the Perkins County Sheriff responded to Perkins County Schools in Grant after the superintendent reported Wendell had numerous firearms in his vehicle and was waving them around, showing them to other students, and pointing at them. The affidavit said Wendell avoided coming toward his car, a 2009 Buick Lucerne, but gave the principal the keys to unlock it. A search of the vehicle found a black holster containing a Glock 35 40 caliber pistol with an empty round, a Glock 15 round containing nine unspent rounds of 40 caliber ammunition, an unloaded Mossberg 12 model 835 12 gauge shotgun, a Maverick Arms model 88 12 gauge shotgun, five spent 40 caliber casings, and 66 rounds of 12 gauge ammunition. An unopened bottle of Knob Creek whiskey, a firework, and smoking devices were also found in Wendell's car. Court records said Wendell posted 10% of a $5,000 bond on February 9th, and he's due back in court for a preliminary hearing at 1 p.m. on Wednesday. Nebraska's Secretary of State has been sending out letters to voters who need to get a new state-issued ID before the upcoming primary election. Secretary of State Bob Evnen said that about 35,000 Nebraskans will receive the letter, and he said that's about 3% of all registered voters in the state. Evnen said his office wants to make sure everyone is ready for the upcoming elections, so they're trying to reach voters who may not be aware of the new voter ID law and may not be prepared. Nebraska's new law states that voters must present a photo ID before voting, and this law will first be implemented during the statewide primary on May 14th. You can get a state-issued ID at any Nebraska DMV location. And voters should also ensure that their early voting applications are up to date. For early voting application information, you can visit sos.nebraska.gov/elections/early-voting. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture's Marketing and Promotions Advisory Board will meet at 10 a.m. on Friday, March 15th, and this is a regularly scheduled board meeting that will be held at the Kansas Department of Agriculture office in Manhattan. The vision of the Kansas Department of Agriculture Agricultural Marketing, Advocacy, and Outreach Team is to serve all Kansans through innovative programming and delivering solutions designed to create an environment that facilitates growth and expansion in agriculture, while increasing pride in and awareness of the state's largest industry, agriculture. The meeting is open to the public, and to request a copy of the agenda or directions on how to participate in the meeting, in person or virtually, you can contact Russell Plashka, the Agriculture Marketing Director, at 785-564-7466. And anyone who requires special accommodations must make their needs known at least 2 days prior to the meeting. The Kansas Highway Patrol has joined other law enforcement agencies from Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma in partnership with the Seatbelts Are Forever, or SAFE, program for a two-week seatbelt enforcement that began on Monday, February 26, and will run through tomorrow, Friday, March 8th. The troopers focus on drivers and passengers in and around high schools to raise awareness on roadway safety and the importance of wearing seatbelts. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for teens 15 to 18 years old in the United States, ahead of all other types of injury, disease, or violence. Troopers will be extra vigilant when patrolling around schools. Law enforcement officers will continue to educate drivers and passengers about the importance of using seatbelts while in their vehicles and remind teens that driving is a privilege and encourage them to learn about the importance of driving safely. For the latest crash data, you can visit the Kansas Department of Transportation Drive to Zero Crash Dashboard at ksdot.gov. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started field survey activities for a proposed bridge replacement project on K383 in Norton County. The crews are surveying the bridge over the Prairie Dog Creek, located approximately 5 miles southwest of the West U.S. 36 Junction. And the activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be completed in April, conditions permitting. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed. And Kara LaRivere, the Kansas Department of Transportation Survey Project Manager, will oversee this project. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager, Lisa Moosman, at 785-874-8107. The Norton County Board of Commissioners reminds the community that they have determined that environmental conditions exist in the county that have led to numerous wildfires, and they've also determined that due to the dryness, the potential for uncontrollable fires does exist. The Board of County Commissioners of Norton County, Kansas, wants to prevent the destruction of crop, grass, building, and or life, so they have hereby banned open burning. Open burning means any outdoor fire, including but not limited to burning of trash in uncontained and uncovered receptacles, burning of fields, pasture, fence rows, and grassland or ditches, campfires, and uncontained warming fires. This resolution will be in effect from the date of execution, February 29th, until such time as it's modified or rescinded by the Board of Norton County Commissioners. The Board of County Commissioners has declared that it will be unlawful to violate the resolution and that anyone found to be guilty of violating the resolution will be subject to a fine not to exceed $500 or confinement in the county jail not to exceed 1 month or both. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having beef burrito, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, baby carrots, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be spaghetti, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be orange chicken, bread, rice, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers will be likely after 9 a.m. Should be cloudy with a high near 45 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation today is 60%. For tonight, rain showers will be likely before 3 a.m., and then rain likely and possibly mixed with snow showers. It should be cloudy with a low around 26 and blustery, with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation tonight is 70%, with little or no snow accumulation expected. On Friday, there's a chance of snow showers before 2 p.m., and then a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., and then a slight chance of snow showers after 5 p.m. On Friday, it should be cloudy with a high near 37 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour and no new snow accumulation of less than a half inch is possible. On Friday night, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually become mostly clear with the low around 22. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 67. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 73. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 67. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is northeast at 20 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.81. The dew point is 30 degrees, and the current wind chill is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that we will host our 75th annual meeting at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 18, 2024, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided to those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling the office at 785-877-5191 by March 13, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals fell to the Mariners 8-7 last night in exhibition action in the spring training down in Arizona. At the end of three, they had a 5-1 lead behind a home run from Salvador Perez and Michael Massey in the first and second inning, respectively. Samad Taylor hit a home run for Seattle in the top of the third, and then the bottom of the third, Michael Massey doubled on a fly ball to center field, making it 4-1. It was a 5-run top of the sixth for the Mariners. Royals answered with two of their own, but that was all they had as they fell 8-7. Brents took the loss. He's now 0-1 in spring training. They're back in action today at 2:10 when they take on the Rockies. Cole Reagans will get the start for the Royals, and Cal Quantrill will get the start for the Rockies. The Royals are currently 9-4 in the exhibition season with 19 games remaining, including 2 days with split squad games. Before opening day at home, the 28th versus the Twins, the 30th and the 31st. For KIN Sports, I'm
Adopt
Spencer
U.S.
Beasley.
Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Are you struggling with health care bills? Norton County Hospital is here to help with Epic River Loan Solutions. Applying takes less than 30 minutes, and everyone is approved regardless of credit. Break your bill into manageable automatic monthly payments to build your credit. Plus, no penalties for upfront or prepayment. Don't let healthcare costs overwhelm you. Call Kelsey today, 785-874-2220.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We have a deep trough of low pressure currently in the southwestern part of the country with moisture coming in to much of Kansas. Showers and thunderstorms will likely increase in intensity, especially in the central and eastern part of the state with a break in precipitation today, but redevelopment is likely later on today into tonight. Some thunderstorms may be severe in southern Kansas, with the primary threat being large hail. Could even see an isolated tornado along and near a warm front. The cold front then pushes through tomorrow with rain chances lingering for a while, gradually coming to an end. Cool and dry weather settling in Friday into Saturday with a warming trend Sunday through the middle of next week. In northwestern Kansas, cooler today, a mix of rain and snow. Today's high likely going to be in the upper 30s. Rain this morning, thunderstorms this afternoon in north central Kansas with a high in the low 50s. Scattered storms in northeastern Kansas with a high in the upper 50s. Dense fog with rain this morning in southwestern Kansas, our high 55. Scattered storms in south-central Kansas with a high 72. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
We look at the early calls this morning. First off, on the livestock side, still seeing the weakness in the futures, albeit the cash market still anticipated to be higher, asking prices at 185 to 186. Packers starting to cut hours as well. A few sales in the western Nebraska region at 184. But no big trade has occurred as of yet. We are higher as far as the grain market is concerned, the overnight trade. Wheat futures up 11.5, corn futures up 7.5, and soybean futures up 12.5 cents overall. Looks like the market has exhausted selling for at least a little while, and the March Planning's Intentions Report coming up here in the latter part of the month. This is the Kansas Ag Network.